You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they are.
Something for the town, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
You're warm and paying attention to the roads, because it's that time of year again where we bundle up and make a go of it. And I have a guest that braved the cold to get here today.
Oh yeah,
I'm working hard in the studio, and so exciting. Cola Cola Pop, nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's done. The album.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. I'm pretty stoked. It's pretty good. So I hope it's good. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I enjoyed it. So I enjoyed making it. So.
Oh, that's good. You did it at the No Fun Club.
I did. Yeah.
So you're there all day today, just doing some.
Yeah.
Like, were you working on full tracks or just sort of?
Yeah, full. What I did a half of the stuff at home. Like, just did the stems and stuff, and mm-hmm. then I. Did vocal takes today and just mixing and mastering today. So
so you're doing all of the electronic stuff already, like with the synths and the so are you thinking about mixing and mastering someday, or
we did do it.
Oh, okay. So you did it yourself.
No, you mean like me specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe at some point. I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, working at a studio, you probably pick up some tricks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was hoping. I hope to someday. I was considering doing audio engineering at some point, too. So I'm still curious about that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard Cola Cola Pop, we have four new unreleased tracks here.
Yeah.
Newly recorded, and you've been playing them out a bit.
Yeah, I've been playing all these depending on which track. It's been from 2 or 3 years ago up to August.
Yeah.
When they were made and stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You get the body of work and then the first album, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It always takes a bit to get there, but it's exciting to have this recorded. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How is it working at the No Fun Club?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I worked with Riley Hill, a really great dude, really talented at what he does. thank you, Riley, if you're listening. You did a great job. I really appreciate all the help you've had and everything like that. I'm going to get Jeff Peeling to do the art for the cover. So,
and he has adult kindergarten right
here. He is on CKW. I was on his channel recently. So I'm probably going to be again at some point. So,
yeah, he has a Thursday evening show, I think 7 to 8:30.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's around that time.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah. And yeah, always a pleasure to chat with him.
Oh, yeah.
How about we get into these absolute bangers?
Oh, yeah.
So it's Cola Cola Pop, and we're going to play The Drip first. That's recorded just recently.
Yeah, like I guess this one was recorded back in August, but I mean...
Oh, okay.
I mean, recently, the other...
But last, that is recently.
It is recently, and then finally finished today and everything, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
So here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I know it's
And that is Panda Bear off of Person Pitch with Take Pills. And I am here with Cola Cola Pop. We're talking about some freshly recorded tracks and loosely the drip is sort of inspired by Take Pills.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. I just think in terms of like vibe kind of thing. Also the sound effects, like I had drip sounds, I guess he had skateboards or whatever, but I thought it was cool. I really dig Panda Bear, so.
Yeah, I do love that that extra layer. And so how many drips do you know is enough?
Who's to say? Who's to say?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever vary it, like, doing it live?
I never really have a set amount of drips. It's like, because I use delay on the drip thing, and it's all in my sampler, but I have a button that I press for the drips, and then I have a knob that I do for, like, how much... how do I put this? I guess how fast the drips go, so I guess it varies when I play live. I don't really have a set amount of drips,
nice.
I guess.
Yeah.
So.
No, for any drip enthusiasts, it's going to be different every time.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
But that improv. So you're not playing anywhere like coming up.
Not currently. I mean,
but you just came off a couple of shows. So,
yeah.
You played Western Cultural Center.
Yep.
And also Public Domain.
Yeah.
And you did that with your band.
Yeah, that's the Soda Cans.
Yeah, so Cola Cola Pop and the Soda Cans. If you see that around, make sure you go check them out. And but you are hosting and hosting the Purple Room open mic on Winter Solstice. So come out on December 21st, everyone, to XQ's. Really good food and great atmosphere. And you'll hear Cola Cola Pop starting off our night and being the host for the evening.
Yep.
It's a new thing we're trying out. Usually every third Sunday is what we're trying. So, that's just a little open mic project. Are you hitting up the other open mics regularly?
Well, I dropped by the Tap House earlier today. I didn't play, but I wanted to say hi to people and stuff.
Nice.
Mondays, I still usually go to the Toad. Wednesdays, Shannon's. Other than that, I don't know if there's many more. But, I mean,
I think the Park Alley is
Yeah, it's on Wednesdays,
maybe?
Too. But yeah.
A little bit earlier.
Yeah, I just can't make it out early usually. So.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Got to make it there.
Yep.
But once you're there, that's, the struggle's over.
Yeah.
Just go enjoy. So, let's see. So you said that when you play with the Soda Cans, it's a little bit of a different mix.
Yeah. So it's like,
what do they bring? Like, is it drums?
It's drums, bass, and guitar.
Nice.
So I play the guitar. My friend Ollie plays bass, and my friend from high school, Ren, if you're listening, you play drums. So,
it's sort of like an analog, Cola Cola Pop.
Yeah.
Soda Cans.
So it's similar, like vaguely the same songs, some different ones, but it's all stuff I've written, like generally on the sampler, but I do it live with other instrumentation. So
awesome. So next up, we have Coda.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And again, this is off of Absolute Bangers. You're going to be releasing this probably in spring, having a show around then. But, this is a sneak peek. This is just a little bit of what will be to come from Cola Cola Pop in 2026.
Yeah.
So, very close. So, Coda, where did you start out with this track?
I'm not going to say where I got the sample from because I'll probably get sued or something, but it's called... Probably shouldn't say that, but if you find it, stay quiet. I started with a sample from a track I like a lot and from an old band that is really popular.
I hope it's not the Rolling Stones.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No.
Although they're really great.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I had like this little sample that I liked, and I came up with this like little vocal melody, and then eventually I came up with a bass part like maybe a year later, and I thought it sounded cool with it, so there you go. I guess.
Yeah, so sure. This is Coda, and yep. It's on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Oh,
back. That was off of Diamond Jubilee. Cindy Lee, what a great band and album. And that was a little bit of Dracula. And I learned something new today.
Yeah.
Playing along one chord is vamping.
Yeah, and it's a vampire song. So yeah, it's cool.
Like totally Dracula.
Yeah.
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 Way to go, Cindy Lee.
Yeah, smart.
We're right at 11:30 right now, yeah. And I'm here with Cola Cola Pop, and we're chatting about these new unreleased tracks. Going to hear more about them come spring and release show,
yeah.
And everything like that. All recorded at the No Fun Club. So we had Coda. And then sort of Cindy Lee inspired.
Yeah, somewhat. It's like a vamping on the same chord. Kind of thing, but it's not named after a vampire, so.
And you also like have a nice little bass solo in there.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. I dig it. So
you started out with bass.
Yeah, well, technically piano or glockenspiel when I was really young.
Nice.
Thank you, Mom. that carried me far. I wanted to play bass, so I got like a little Fender bass package or Squire bass package in like 2020 or something like that, and that's when I started learning how to play bass properly and everything like that. Before that I was like messing around at school with the one that was out of tune, and I thought I was like so cool, but I was not, so.
Well, you gotta start somewhere.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to talk about some weather now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. The freshest weather, refreshest weather. Minus 14, yeah.
Womp womp.
Felt cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Minus 19 tonight, light snow. Sunny tomorrow, minus 16. minus 19. It's warming up to minus 9, but we'll have snow on that day. That's Thursday. And then weekend, gonna be cold. Yeah, getting down to minus 26 on Saturday. So, yeah. Yeah, if you haven't already, get those layers out and get a bundling. Because, that's a Winnipeg winter weather for you. Let's see. It's time now for CKUW's event guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. And Cola Cola Pop will be hosting the Purple Room open mic. It's every third Sunday of the month. And this third Sunday is December 21st. So come on down. Sign-up list is 6:30. Show starts at 7. Cola Cola Pop will be featuring, about four or five songs. And then hosting for the evening. So, yeah, come just to listen, or if you want to try some open mic, we accept anyone that comes in with whatever they have. Poetry and spoken word and dancing and music and
more.
More. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you want, except for nudity. Please, yeah. Please don't get naked.
Stray away from that.
It's happened, yes.
Oh, yikes.
But now that it happened, we're more prepared.
Yeah.
You don't want to get naked in a restaurant. I'll just tell you everyone that.
Preferably okay? Not. No.
Yeah. Not a good, no, don't do it. Let's see. I don't have a... If you're going to send in your one sheets, it's good to have a day that you're performing these things.
Yeah.
There are many different things going on. That's over. I'm trying to give you things to do here, Winnipeg. Wednesday, December 10th, Humor and Humanity, a night of stand-up comedy for charity. The Nora Villa Motor Hotel at 1763 Henderson Highway. Tickets are $25, 8 p.m. start, and all proceeds go towards purchasing items and handing out care packages to the unsheltered this winter. So, that's for a good cause at the Nora Villa. And those are just a few things going on in Winnipeg. And if you would like to put your event in the guide, please send the day that it's going to be happening and what time and where people can get tickets. You can call us 204-786-9782. Just drop by the station here at CKUW at the fourth and a half floor. Or you can email us CKUW@uwinnipeg.ca. It would get printed off and put in this binder. And that would be updating.
Can I promote a band that I like?
Yes, please.
Okay. My favorite band in Winnipeg, Compost, is having their release show, or I think it's a release show kind of thing, at Handsome Daughter. No, woo, not Handsome Daughter. I'm giving wrong information. Times Change on December 10th. So,
nice.
Great band. Love them. They're great.
Compost.
So,
yeah. I haven't heard Compost yet.
They're pretty cool.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah. So, Handsome Daughter?
I messed up. Times Change or High and Lonesome Club. I meant to say High and Lonesome Club. Because
okay. So Times yeah. Change, High and Lonesome Clubs. That's right on Main Street.
Yeah.
Go there and listen to Compost.
I'll be there.
What day is it?
December 10th.
December 10th.
Cool band.
Sweet. And now it's time for my Tragically Hip segment. Songs of Tragically Hip, never play in concert, well, hardly ever. And this week is remembering the Montreal Massacre and recognizing Canada's National Day of Remembrance in Action on Violence Against Women. This is a track off of Saskadelphia, and it's a live version of Montreal. And here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We'd like to do a song now about the identification process. It's called Montreal.
Don't you worry, a father's gonna make a love. Good. Give you a chance to explain how I don't.
some Tragically Hip Montreal, and love and prayers out to the Shungus and Nepinik family as they begin to search the landfill again. They were able to be successful the first time, so hopefully everyone comes home. And we are sitting here with Cola Cola Pop, and we are talking about new releases. Going to be a new album in spring, and just a total fun experience at the No Fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's nice to have you here and us not like rushing around and trying to plug in everything.
Right after that time when I was last here, I actually bought the cable that we needed. So next time, I guess. So
They were interesting shows, but not exactly the way that we had planned them to go.
No, for sure.
And that's do you find going to different places that working with your technology, I guess it's getting a little bit easier.
It's getting a little easier as things happen. Keep going. So I probably should have been more prepared at the start anyway. So,
well, and there you go. It takes and then we sort of made it work.
Yeah.
Sort of worked.
Somehow.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. It was fun.
So, up next is, which one do you want to play? Monday?
Yeah, Mondays.
Mondays. And again, this is off of Absolute Bangers, new releases from Cola Cola Pop. Mondays, what is it about Mondays?
It's about going to work on Monday. It's not fun.
Well, exactly. And it's a song for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's the people song.
Yeah, there we go. That's uniting over
hating work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Which I don't have a job, so I can't say that right now. But I mean, I used to. So.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So here are Mondays, and. It's okay to be.
Oh,
Animal Collective off, well, I guess it's a single, Honeycomb.
Yeah, single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of like Wonderful Chaos.
Oh, I know. I like it a lot. Yeah. I originally hated the song, but I mean, that goes for a lot of Animal Collective stuff for me.
It's very busy.
Yeah, it is very busy. I used to not like Animal Collective, which is kind of ironic considering. Oh, yeah. I hear this thing once on like a YouTube video or something like that. It's like Animal Collective, there's only two types of people who listen to them: people who hate them and people who used to hate them. So, but
I think I always liked them.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
Where does that leave me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been lovely to chat with you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Cola Cola Pop for anyone that just tuned in. If you do want to listen to this episode, if you're just tuning in now, we do have some unreleased tracks here from Cola Cola Pop, and you can hear them in their full recording glory. And all you have to do is go to ckuw.ca. And then you can find Listening Pleasures. And it'll be right there in about, I'd say, 20 minutes. And you can download it, keep it forever. Or, yeah, just subscribe for podcasts, and then you won't miss a show ever again. And, you can do that with all of your favorite shows. And speaking of favorite shows, maybe Night Danger Radio is your favorite show. And that's up next. It just, the good tunes just keep on rolling here at CKUW. And what's your theme tonight, Alan?
Well, we're doing Show Pony Interview.
Show Pony Interview.
And then Local Yokel Explosion.
Local Yokel Explosion. So, yeah. So it's going to be a good one. Keep it tuned right here. That's a great show, Alan. It's too bad I have to sleep sometimes. What else did I want? No, I think I mentioned all the things. And come down to the XQs for winter solstice.
Oh yeah.
And celebrate with Cola Cola Pop. You'll be doing a few songs.
Yeah, I'll be doing most of the things on our playing tonight. So
yeah, but you can see them live, which is a little different every time.
It's a little different, yeah. That's, like the amount of drips and the drip. So,
yeah. It's that's live music for you.
Oh yeah.
XQs is a great venue.
Oh yeah.
551 Sargent Avenue. And I guess that's the end of the show. We have two more songs, one more that you just finished today.
Yep.
Okay, so Flip the Bird off of Absolute Bangers from Cola Cola Pop. We're going to do that. And where did this Flip the Bird come from? But in the Jeff Peeling art that you picked, like hopefully,
hopefully
he's all right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I originally wrote this on bass, and I was like, I was really in a rut writing songs for a while, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll pick up the bass and figure something out. I came up with this riff that has like two bass parts, and I thought it sounded cool, so that's about it.
Yeah, that's where a song starts.
And then I was like,
awesome.
I was like, fuck you. And I was like, yeah, Flip the Bird. Yeah, so yeah, nice. That's cool.
And then we're going to head over to Geese.
Yeah.
3D Country is the release. 2122 is the song.
Yeah, it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's necessarily inspired by the song because I found the song afterwards. Yeah. But it's like a similar, the recording is kind of the same vibe. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
it's kind of what I was going for. So this is going to be the first track off the album that I'm playing. So I'm releasing. So Flip the Bird. So. And second single, I think. So, yeah. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thanks for having me.
And, come back anytime.
For sure.
And all you out there, keep it tuned to CKUW. We love our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, I have Victoria Gwendolyn on. And, good night. Good morning.
Good night.
son, I'm taking you down on the inside. When the Cayuga comes and closes my eyes, and we can die by the egg crash. Osiris of my life, I'm giving you the runaround. When the Ragnarok comes down and the sun and moon collide, we can make love in the end time. I'm trying to find the downside. In my life, looking for a place in my life, and I'm looking for a place in my life, and I'm looking for a place in my life, baby.